This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
High fly right center. Buxton chasing it. Making the catch at the wall. They've got a possible triple play. There's two. Now a throw to first will be a triple play. Byron Buxton catching it at the wall, and there'll be three outs at the end of all this.
This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back, BetQL Daily, right here on the BetQL Network. Joe G, joined today by J-Rod, Jim Rodriguez, Cody Decker with you on a Tuesday. We'll get to today's MLB card, including the return of Max Scherzer pitching. Later on this hour, we'll share our stories, our thoughts on Hammer and Hank Goldberg and some of the OGs in the sports betting world. But guys, let's take a little reset. MLB, we're almost at the All-Star break, but we're right about that halfway mark of the season, right? If you look at the games played, I think we're about to hit 81, 80 for most teams. So we're getting there. Some teams have crossed the mark to 80-something games. But most teams, 78, 79, 80. So we're right at the halfway mark of the season. Let's jump around here. What stands out? Where we think there's some value across the races? I mean, you know, there's a couple division races that are interesting. But let's start with the AL Central. We heard the call there coming in with the triple play yesterday with Buxton. Twins still lead this division, Cody. 46 and 37. Guardians, who I like, are 40 and 38, that they've struggled the last week or so. White Sox, who I think everyone is waiting to make their move. They had a great weekend against the Giants. They swept them, lost yesterday. They are sitting at 38 and 40. They are 5.5 games back. So I'm looking at Twins plus 105, White Sox plus 160, Guardians still 4-1. Cody, what are you thinking? Are the Twins going to win this division, or are they getting caught?
They honestly should not win this division. They are not a real first-place team. In fact, I honestly think they might be the third-best team in this division. I think the Guardians, honestly, are better than them, and I think the White Sox are better than them, even though the White Sox simply cannot get the hell out of their own way. It's honestly a shame what has been taking place on the South Side. They've been the biggest disappointment in Major League Baseball, and I have some big disappointments pointed around this league. Seattle, I'm immediately looking at them. But the White Sox, yeah, you're currently getting them around plus 150, 155, depending on where you're looking, if you're shopping around. And it's just, this is a team on paper that is an all-star team. They have the best starting rotation in their division, if not the entire AL. They have the best bullpen in their division, if not the entire AL. They have the best starting lineup, with the exception of maybe the Yankees and the Boston Red Sox offensively. There is no excuse for this team to be as poor as they have been. And they're still hovering around 500, and they're, again, only 4.5 games out of first place. I have to believe this team will put it together in this division, and you're giving me plus money to do it. The problem is they're finally healthy, and they're still not putting together as many wins as they should. They're dropping easy games, and like you heard on that clip, they ran themselves into a triple play in the eighth inning with there's just nothing you can say. This is embarrassing, and the fact that Tony La Russa still has a job is mind-boggling to me. I've never seen a manager net a team 3-5 losses in a first half of a season and keep his job. If you are a manager and I notice you at all, you should be fired, because your job is to simply not ruin everything. That's what Tony La Russa has been doing for 2 years, and I'm losing my mind. The difference between this team this year and last year is simply...
Hey, Rod, what are you thinking in the AL Central?
To me, Tony and Cody nailed it. It's a La Russa situation. And it's funny how a guy who's had all this success and that he has cost this team so many opportunities to win, and he's actually derailing this team. Why is he still there? I don't know. I, on Memorial Day on this show, said, watch out for the Guardians. And I got a 10-1 ticket. 10-1 at the Guardians.
That's a good number.
I'm still they're still my horse. I like Jose Ramirez. I know the trading deadline's coming up. I think maybe getting another starting pitcher. I mean, everybody talks about Luis Castillo of the Reds. Maybe that's the move they'll make. Terry Francona is still, you know, the elite of the elite in terms of the managers. The fact that he's been able to get this team to play so well, and they've got, you know, clearly, if not the MVP, one of the top three MVP candidates in the league. I still like the Guardians because the White Sox just can't seem to get out of their way. I think the White Sox should have a 13.5 game lead like the Yankees and the Astros do.
They can't get out of their own way. I mean, Cody's right about the manager. He's not done a good job, and they've had injuries. I wonder if they're going to be able to put it together this year. Sometimes those years happen where you just don't, right? We keep waiting for it and it doesn't happen. The Twins at plus money, it's still interesting because they're up. I mean, they're up a pretty decent amount to get plus money on them, 3.5 games. But the Guardians at 4-1. I mean, you got a great number there, J-Rod, at 10-1. But I think that there's something.
The only thing I don't think anybody catches the Twins is if you look at the Twins' final 23 games of the season, 18 of them are against the Royals, the Tigers, the Angels, and the White Sox.
But you could make the same argument right now about the White Sox. Right. As of right now, because as of right now, the White Sox have on paper the easiest schedule of any major league team going forward for the remainder of this season. But already they're off to a weird start with that against the Twins. And here's the interesting thing. They got, I believe, 6 more games against the Twins before the All-Star break even hits, which is only a week and a half away.
Right.
It's a good point. Right. So the schedule plays into all this, right? Like, who have you played? Which bad teams you've not played yet? Who you get more against, especially in those divisions, because it's weighted towards, you know, so much within the division. All right. The other race that I think is really interesting. And if you guys asked me this 6 weeks ago, I would have said, oh, it's not really interesting. The Mets are just going to run away with the East this year. And they still might win it. But we're down to 3.5, guys. The Braves have been, I mean, on fire for a long time now. They are 47-34. They've cut the Mets lead to 3.5. And now here comes the cavalry back for the Mets. DeGrom rehab starts Sunday. Scherzer makes his, you know, returns to the big leagues tonight. Do we still like the Mets? The Mets right now, you can find out -160, Braves +150 to win this division. Cody, what do you think? Braves or Mets?
They're both playoff teams. Mets are going to go and pull forward right now. You're getting Scherzer back, and DeGrom's coming back next week. And by the way, Tyler McGill's also going to be back. And the one guy on the Mets that no one wants to talk about, because this guy's been incredible, Taijuan Walker. If there's a guy next season who's going to sign himself one hell of a deal, it's Taijuan Walker. This guy has held this team together on the mound with his 2-2 ERA all season long. I think it's going to be the Mets. This is the first season I'm looking at the Mets saying, hey, you just lost DeGrom and Scherzer for the entire first half of the season, and you're still 3.5 games up on the Braves, who have been playing out of their minds. Now, the Braves are going to be without Ozzy Albies for another few weeks, which does hurt. But at the end of the day, this is a 2-team race. Both of them are going to be in the playoffs. And quite frankly, I'm beyond excited to see both these teams in the playoffs. The National League side of Major League Baseball is fascinating. There are about 8 teams over there that feasibly could easily win this pennant.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So there's 8 for 6 spots. So the The Marlins are pushing to be the 19.
So interesting.
I know. Aren't they?
We're back.
I know.
We're back. So interesting.
So I've been saying all year, 8 or 9 teams for 6 spots. But the Marlins are like that 8.5. Like, are they real? Mm-hmm. Are they not real? They're pitching, though. J-Rod, you down there. I love that. If they just get any offense, I think they could challenge.
Yeah, and Sandy Alcantara is on the mound tonight as the Angels are here in Miami, and Otani's pitching tomorrow. It's Syndergaard against Alcantara tonight. That's the thing. The Marlins just don't hit. The bats came alive over the weekend against the Nationals, but there was some whimper of hope for the Marlins. Problem is, I don't know if they're going to make a move. I don't know if they're going to make anything to get anybody to try to help this organization. I mean, they're doing. They're growing. That pitching staff is good. The closing situation, as usual, it's a little dicey, but the Marlins are really interesting. And to me, this is why these wild card, the expanded playoffs work. It actually gives a team like the Marlins, you're playing meaningful games. How many? I mean, this is probably the latest in the season that the Marlins have played meaningful games. You know, I'm excited. I told my son, hey, let's go to the game. Granted, Otani's pitching, but I also want to see Sandy. You know, Sandy tonight, Otani tomorrow. It's an interesting dynamic, and I like the Marlins. You know, and as a Dodger fan, you know, we talk about how great the Mets have played. How about the Dodgers? Best record in the league with no Walker Buehler and that no Dustin May, and that bullpen's on fire.
Yeah,
they've pulled 4.5 ahead of the Padres after beating them for most of the last weekend. So they're 4.5 up in that division. And the other division I think is really interesting because the odds are – they're almost like yelling at me to take the underdog – is Milwaukee-St. Louis, Cody. You look at that right now. Milwaukee is 3 games up. Yet this morning, St. Louis, if you look at the baseball reference war, they have the 3 top players in the National League. Edmund, who's been incredible playing everywhere, Goldschmidt, and Arenado. I went to one of the Phillies-Cardinals games, the Saturday game, where Arenado hit a home run in the first inning and the ninth inning. Cardinals hit 4 straight home runs in the first inning, which has never happened in Major League Baseball before. That Cardinals team is legit. That could be a great race. And Cody, what I love about that one is the loser of that race could miss the playoffs. Like, I'm with you. Mets, Braves, they're probably both going to get in. I don't know about the Central. We could see a race down the stretch where it's like, if you don't win the division, you get left out of the wild card mix.
What's funny about that, the Central, is both teams are going to be fighting all the way down the line, and both teams need to be active at the trade deadline, but for completely different things. The Brewers need to bolster their offense. They need another bat out there somewhere, and there are a lot of names out there that could legitimately help this team. As for the Cardinals, they need an arm. Jack Flaherty, I am just betting on the fact that he is not back this year. We need somebody else there to bolster that starting rotation. Miles Michaelis has been incredible this year. And by the way, if Miles Michaelis continues another 2 starts the way he has been pitching, I might want to take a little flyer out on a Cy Young future, because you can get him currently at, I believe, 50-1. You have the same odds on Jacob DeGrom, who hasn't thrown a pitch in a year.
You know what? That's a great number. All that guy does is get outs. He's not flashy. He doesn't strike out 12, but he almost threw the no-hitter about 2 months ago. Friday night pitched well against the Phillies. Jared, it's always interesting to look at the futures market around this time, because there's still some bombs out there if you think you could find the right guy.
Yeah, because and in the Cy Young race, it's so funny. I've always felt that it's not really how you start, it's how you finish. You know, because that's how you remember. It's the August and September. I remember 1 year, you know, Brett Saberhagen, you know, stole it away from Dave Stewart, because Saberhagen was unhittable for 8 starts down the stretch. And that's what people remember. It's kind of like boxing. You remember the last minute of a fight. You remember the last 2 seasons, the last 2 months of a pitcher.
2 good examples of that is last year, because last year on the National League side, there was only 1 name we were talking about going into the month of August and September, and his name was Walker Buehler. It was his award. The end. There wasn't even a close second. And then all of a sudden, Scherzer gets traded to the Dodgers and takes all of Walker Buehler's thunder to the point where they split a ton of votes, and Corey Burns ended up winning it. Not that he wasn't deserving, but it was a one-person race the entire season, and it just went to who was hottest at the end. Remember who's voting for this? The writers, not the players, not the stats. It is whoever is pushing the most pencil marks on a piece of paper, and it's the writers that are writing it. If you are dominating August and September, you're getting an award.
Mm-hmm. Let me throw this at you guys. We mentioned this team on the start of the today because of J-Rod, and we got J-Rod with us. We got a J-Rod in Seattle who's on fire right now, rookie of the year front runner. What do we think of the Mariners? That the bottom of that AL race is interesting. I don't think it's as good as the NL. Like we mentioned, the 8 teams for 6 spots, maybe 9 teams. It's not as good. Like the teams at the bottom of the wild card race, the AL, not as good. I find the Mariners fascinating, Cody. They had a great year last year. I know you and I both liked them before the season. Terrible start to the season. But here they come. Robbie Ray, last 4 or 5 starts. Looks like the Robbie Ray that won the Cy Young.
Thank God.
J-Rod has been great for them. It feels like they're starting to bring it on here. And they're 2 games under 500. I think they're going to push for this for the last playoff spot. They're 4 back right now as we start play today.
To. And keep in mind that last wild card spot is going to be open in that American League side. What you said about the National League Central, exactly the same thing to the American League Central. I'm not positive we're getting 2 teams out of that division. It's most likely going to be a one team thing. As of right now, everybody's competing with the AL East because right now the AL East is looking to take 3 or possibly 4 playoff spots because they can. Same thing with the National League West. Those are the 2 biggest divisions in Major League Baseball right now.
To me, and maybe I had a little too much hot dogs, maybe I had a little too much iced tea yesterday. What about the Texas Rangers?
No.
They're 5 back. If the Mariners are 4 back, the Rangers are 5 back. They have been playing a lot better baseball. They have a weak schedule coming up before the All-Star break. I'll tell you what, you know, the Seager and those guys are starting to mash a little bit. All of a sudden, I wouldn't be surprised if the Rangers – I would take a flyer on the Rangers as a to make the playoff odd.
13-1, Rangers. Rangers 13-1, Mariners plus 340 right now. So my issue the bomb.
One game back of the Mariners.
There's one issue. After Perez, they have no pitching. No. I mean, I do not trust John Gray as far as I can throw him. This team doesn't have any. They're close and they're getting so much closer, but I think they're another year away and another 2 arms away. Not unlike the Marlins. I think if the Marlins signed Nick Castellanos this offseason the way Jeter wanted to, this team would be in second place in their division.
We got to get to how many games. I always think the bottom of these divisions change. They alter so much. Like, the Nationals are so bad, right? I think the Marlins won 11-0, 10-1 against them. It's just they're racking up wins. We got to check A's. How many games the A's have left against the Rangers and Mariners? Because those are important because those teams probably get beat up on that team all year long. Joe G, Cody Decker, J-Rod with you. We'll dive into today's MLB card on the other side, including the return of Max Scherzer as the race in the NL East tightens up. That's up next right here on the BetQL Network.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.